Simon Aleph, and then the bottom Rashi. The phrase was Samachta, it seems to include any case of Simcha. Deloy boy minei ela Simcha. The Torah just is Machayev, then of Simcha. Umar in Simcha ela Babasar, Bahai Basarhu. So anything, so any Korban would be valid. It didn't give any more. The Torah did not give any more hiskaibus then. Just have simcha, and we know Chazal say boser. Simcha is boser, and these are boser. So you're yotze. The Mor says maybe menacha is an oifus. It says it has to be like chagiga, and a chagiga yotze elu shein chagiga bo mehem. These things are not valid for chagiga. How do you know that? A chagiga chelub ksivo. Rashi says, because it says, there's a, by Chagiga it says chelev, which is the fats of the animal. It says, lo yulin chelev chagi ad boiker. So the Chagiga has to be a behemoth. Zakti Mishnah. Mishi yesh le echlim merubim unachosim mu'otim. A person has large amounts of members of his household, a lot of eaters. Okay, and he doesn't have a large amount of money. So then maybe shlomim merubim v'erlos mu'otos. He should bring more shlomim, have what to feed his family, and he can't, since he can't afford, he should bring less erlos. Nechosim merubim v'erlos mu'otim. He has a lot of property, a lot of money, not too many eaters to eat. So then, maybe erlus merubah is ushlamim muatim. He should bring more erlus. Let's say zev is zev muat. If he has not too much of either, doesn't have a lot of money, doesn't have a lot of eaters, al zev nemar, that's where the lochas mo kesef, shtei kesef, that's what you have in our Mishnah, that you can bring the minimal amount to me and fulfill your obligation. Let's say Zev is Merubim. He has a lot of property and a lot of eaters. So Baruch Hashem, he's got both. Bring as whatever according to your ability.
But, I mean, what's really the shear, though? I mean, with you say. You know, someone should bring a lot of, or let's say he doesn't have, you know, so much money. I mean, he brings shlomim merubim. I mean, how much is that?
How much is merubim? I mean, all of this really boils down to what he's able to do. Right, but the point, the main point of the first two cases of the Mishnah. Is there a stress you should be doing? So Mishnah's saying yes. If your resources are limited, what should you stress? I should stress the shlomim over the erlus. If I have a lot of eaters, if I don't have a lot of eaters, I'm going to stress the other way around. He has many members of his household. So maybe shlomim rabim, he'll bring many shlomim. So Rashi shama chagiga rabim lefi ha'echlim ve'elus riyah mu'atos. So he's on his first day Yom Tov. What should he bring? He should bring more shlomim and less erlus. Erlus berubah to see each kamat nasiyadoi. A person should give according to his financial capability. You know, the person shouldn't say, "Listen, you know, there's a minimal amount. I'm doing the minimal amount." The Torah said, "No, a person should give more according to his financial ability." Something more. Furthermore, cash.
I understand the interaction between the Shalmi Chagig and Shalmi Simcha. So it means when you say shlomim here, it's shalmi chagiga,
right?
Right. Why on a Chalmei Simcha.
Well, in general, we're talking about the first day Yom Tov, because that's when we're discussing the stress, the tension between Shlomim and Eilus. The Iker Mitzvah Eilus will be the first day Yom Tov. So on the first day, you have your Chiyuv Chagiga. So first thing a person will be doing is bringing his Chagiga. He brings his Chagiga, and he brings, let's say, more Chagigas, etc. Whatever he brings, so then there's no need for Simcha. Because you have Basar. When I get the Chol HaMoed, I'll get involved in Shalom HaSimcha. Didn't you understand? Say? The first day Yom Tov is when you're bringing the oil is real. You're bringing Shama Chagiga. So the Gemara Shlomim Merubim.
Well, he asked why the Mishnah didn't talk about the Shalmei Sim.
Well, I'm thinking your underlying question was how did I know it was referred to Shama Chagiga and not Shama Simcha, or why aren't Shama Simcha mentioned in the Mishnah? Both points, I think.
Yeah, the latter, the former of Rashi.
Yeah, but how did Rashi know?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Gemara Shlomim Merubim Mehechi Maisilo Maisi Holesle. The Mishnah says he has the Chasim Muatim. He says, "Oh, bring a lot of shlomim." I mean, if you tell me it's the chasim modim, you can't afford a lot of shlomim. What does it mean? He brings a lot of shlomim. What it means is, but he has Maisa Sheni money, so he will. What it means is, he will mix in the Maisa Sheni money and bring a larger animal.
Fine. And then later on it's going
so, to be the Shlomim Merubim would be done over here in conjunction with using Masha Sheni money. Amalei Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says to Rav Chista, said he brings a larger animal. He says, why do you discuss a larger animal? You can be teufel behemah le behemah. You could add on many behemahs. Someone says, Maika Amarle. What exactly did what was Rav Sheshes' question to Rav Chista? Someone says, Ilema, if the question was, Hachika Amarle, Hare Amru teufel behemah le behemah, Avaloi mos le mos, like we had before. Right? So we had before. Chizkiyashita, that you can't mix the money. You could add other animals. So Sheshes was saying to him, Chizta, what are you saying? So you mix in the money and buy a larger animal.
Is it
no,
wrong?
You're type of behemah la behemah, but not mixing the money like we had before. If that's what Sheshes meant to say to him, Chizta. So the main point is not that you could. What Rav Chista said to do of mixing the money in and buying a large animal, so Rav Sheshes said, we don't do that. Saying that we do adding behemoths, that's true, but that's not the point you're trying to ask. You're trying to ask is what you said, what you, Rav Chista, suggested to do, we don't do. So say, we don't do that. Why does Rav Sheshes say we do this?
Yeah.
Like, that's a funny way of saying it. So that's not. So if that was what Rav Sheshes meant to say, he would have said it much more directly. So that's not what he meant to say. Okay. Ella Hachi Amarle. So what did Rav Sheshes mean to say? Amalei that he hachi amalei hare amru af tefan behema la behema. So Rosh Hashanah is introducing a third sheet now that you could do it with money and you could do it with separate animals. Before we had Chizkiyah said you can't mix the money, but you can bring the extra animals. That's what tefal means. And Rabbi Yochanan said the other way around, you can't bring extra animals, you can increase the money in the cost of the first animal. Rav Sheshes is saying you can do either. So why, and his question was to Rav Chista, fine, your idea of being teufel, maybe paragadol, is a valid option. you could add some more, add some meiser sheni money and buy a larger animal. But you could also add more animals. So why didn't you say that, Rechista? Because that's also an option. So Rechista holds either one as an option, and he's asking Rechista, like, why didn't you say, and that fits much better into the language of the Mishnah, maybe Shlomim Merubim sounds like many animals. So if, and since that's, an, since that's a valid option, why didn't you say that? So I'm not saying what you said was not valid halachically, that you could do that. I agree with that. But you could also do this, and that fits better into the Mishnah, so why didn't you say that? That's how, that was Rishesh's question.
I'm kind of curious that there was no question asked from the Mishnah itself, where it says Shlomim Merubim, rather than saying, you know, a large Shlomim. So in other words, it seems like you shouldn't be making the animal bigger, you should be getting more.
I mean, that Rechista's going to have to deal with something. You could have a different American to ask that, but Rechista obviously knew that and still felt that his shot fit into the words of the Mishnah, so it's hard to ask that type of question. So what Rishesh is saying is, at least let me tell me that's the only option that you have. So you
so this is
okay, fine. You want to tell me your name is Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can't bring extra ones because for Meister Sheni, because you can't bring on Yontav Rishon for Meister Sheni money extra animals because it's a problem of the Hashem Chagiga, and you have to bring from Chulin. Okay, if that's what you hold. So you're forced to say the Mishnah means. You're ma'ar of money and you buy a larger animal. I have no option. How else are you going to send the Mishnah? The guy doesn't have any money. He has to use Meister Sheni money. I can't bring extra animals with Meister Sheni money. So it must be the Mishnah meant to say, bring a larger. Shalom Ruh means you end up with a lot of meat from the Shalom. Okay. That's what Chisto has to hold. He holds like a Rabbi Yochanan. He's forced into a corner. This is the only pshat he has in the Mishnah. But the Rishesh is, but if I hold my like that, you know, why are you doing this? That's Rishesh's question. The Mor says, come on. So, this pshat in Rishesh is the like Chizkiya, but the like Rabbi Yochanan. It's neither like Chizkiya, nor like Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Whatever you got, bring it.
Good. Not 100% comfortable, but it's okay. We can't live with that. The Mor says, "Bevachitema." However, if you recall him an aleph, we had a Tanya Chavasa the Bierchon and Tanya Chavasa the Chizki. Right. So we have one brisa which says that it is a problem of bringing more animals out of Meister Sheni money. The only issue is. But the only what you're allowed to do, based on a pasuk, is increase the expenditure of the first animal with Meister Sheni money. The other prices said the opposite. So, but the option of doing both doesn't exist.
Is that the same pasuk with Darshan?
The board doesn't say pasuk. Right?
That's what makes it kind of mutually exclusive, that you have to take one sheet over the other.
L'chara. Right, so the price says, you want to be ma'ariv, you can be ma'ariv. Misas, you have to bring minachul. You want to be ma'ariv, you can be ma'ariv, kasha yerechacha. Money, not animals. The other one says, Mishilo says, achil rishana minachulun, mikam ba'elach mina ma'iser. Achil rishana minachulun.
You have to bring from Chulun, but after that you can bring
The second doesn't bring a pasuk. So more sebechi teima amaroi hu de pligi mas nice aloi pligi. But maybe you'll say, okay, it's okay that he's not like Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan, because on the level of the Amoroyim, they argue, so Sheshes could argue with Amoroyim. But the Bryces are not mutually exclusive of each other. They're not arguing. And therefore, Sheshes is okay. Sheshes would work with that. But how can you say that? That they don't argue. V'ha, ketoni, achila rishana min achulin. So the which means you can't use any Maaser Sheni money for the first animal. The number one, the more quotes says you can be Ma'ar of money. You can mix in money and buy a larger animal. Second price says Achilu Rishonim in a Chulin. That the first animal you buy has to be from Chulin. Period. So they argue. So we don't have a brisa which allows you to bring more animals and allows you to spend more money. So how does Rosh Hashanah fit with the brises? So our answer is my achila rishana, shiur deme achila rishana minachul. It doesn't mean you can't add extra money. The amount of money that you have to spend for the minimal obligation of having what to eat, which means the basic mitzvah, that has to be minachula. But even in the first animal that you bring, you could buy a larger animal and you don't have any money for that. Okay. Now, that is clear, though, however, that that the more is going to understand that that Misas, that maybe Chulim in a Chulin, all you're allowed to do is be Ma'ariv. There was the first price that holds you can't bring extra animals. What the Mora is saying is that the second brisa, which says, Basil says, Achilu Rishonim in a Chulin, kind of Elch bin a Meiser. So Bishami said the first day, Yom Rishim in a Chulin. Any animal you bring that day. So clearly, Basil is arguing, saying animals, other animals, you can bring minimize. What we're saying now is that first, second brisa also holds you can add money in and buy the first animal with Meister Shani money also. So the second brisa holds either one is available, is acceptable. And the first brisa says, no, that's not true. But Rosh Hashanah will fit with the second brisa. Sirashi. Teufel Mo'os Chulin and Maaser Yachad. What the Mishnah means to say is you combine Maaser Sheni money into your Chulin money and buy a larger animal. So the Mishnah says, what is Rav Sheshet saying? Ilema Hachikam Alei. He says to him, Hari Amru, Behema Le Behema in, I'm assuming, if I can find the word at the page. Abo Mo'os Behema the Behema, Abba Mos the Mos Lloyd. Yes, Behema the Behema, but not Mos the Mos, Kechizkia, which is way, that's Chizkia Shita. So, Lema Le, Hare Omru, and Tevim Mos the Mos. Your main point is that what you said to do is not acceptable. Not that there is, you know, we'll discuss an alternative. There is an alternative, but that's not the main point. Your main point is that what you said is wrong. So, say that. Kiman, since the Meisr Tfeilus Mos, Rav Sheshet's point was to say that being Teufel money is not acceptable. So say that. Shemin al Chizkiya behead the Ein Teufelin. And Chizkiya, we know, says, Beferish those words, there's a lot of Ein Teufel Mos and Mos. So Hechi Shabbat Milse behead the Mos and Midayuka. So why would you not ask directly and ask indirectly? Say what you said to do, you cannot do. That's an indirect question. Saying, well, there's another option of how to do it, and you'll say, well, infer, and you should do that, not this. That's not direct. So ask direct. Hello, af teifen kamerle. The Shemoy Lerv Kisses the Kamer to the Teufel of maybe Pargodol, Dafkamos, Lamos, of a Behemel, a Behemel, Loy. So Rosh Hashanah heard Rav Chista saying like a berachonah that you can't bring more animals, but what you could do is expand that animal. That's what Rosh Hashanah underheard Rav Chista saying. Amalei, so Rosh Hashanah says to him, "Iu, Amalei Iu." He says to him, Rosh Hashanah says to Rav Chista, "Rei Amru after the behemah of the behemah." So you can do that also. You can do both. Command, the Morse is not like his skin, not like your beard. fine. That machlokes between Chizki and Rebbechon on whether behema or most, that's the meroy. Our masnai so that's only the brayso of Chibah Pravort Hanukkah both say demar. The two brayos which support Chizki and Rebbechon. The truth is they don't argue lepligi b'mos. Now Rashi already addresses this point that we're saying. Everybody agrees most is an option. Elva behema, they do argue. They argue whether you can bring a behema, what's with adding an extra animal. The Hatha Tani im rotzel arav. The first price it says you can be ma'arev, who's the cover most afk. Oh, the only option is money, not animal. But the second price is surely bain most, bain behema. Either one is an option according to the second price. Rosheshes is comprised of us, right? So, sooner or later, Rosheshes will go like the second price. Moore says, but it doesn't sound like that. It says, Vahakatani Achila Rishonim in Achulin, because of the Daituk, the Suda Habor Rishonim, also Shulchan, Boy Kulim in Chulin. So, the price is clearly saying the second animal you bring, I don't care what you bring it from. So you can bring a second animal from Meister Shade. But it says Achila Rishonim in Achulin, but the first meal, the first animal that you're bringing has to be Minachulin. It means no Meister Shade money. So most doesn't work. So my answer is the Achila Rishonim. Klamer Achila Rishonim Stoma Ketani. This lay bain behema atzma bain mos shir achila rishon. I'm not sure how exactly to read this Rashi. There's a girsa which has bain whether situation behema le behema, whether situation bain mos le mos. The limitation of shir achila rishon. Still difficult to read a little bit. It's saying all it means is the expense of the minimal amount that has to be from straight chulin. Okay. So the Gemara. So we stand with Rav Chisda going like a Birchanon and Rosheshes is being mechadat and Nushita and saying I hold up a Nushita. That's a valid option. Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish. Back in the Gemara. Hifrish Esther Behemis the Chagiga. So a person designated 10 animals for Chagiga. Hikrif Chomish B'Yom Tev Rishon. You bought 5 as Chagigas on the first day. So the loch is Chazur Makim Chomish B'Yom Tev Sheni. You bring 5 more the next day. What's the Chiddush over here? Rashi says the issue which you're grappling with is considered Bal Tosef. The Torah says with Chagigas that you celebrate it, which we understood it meant that the Iker is only one day, and so we learned that there's no Chiv that bring a Chagig every single day. So you celebrate it that day. So we learned from the Pasuk before you could bring more than one animal. Fine. But celebrate that day. Now you bring 5 the next day, it's Chagig, what are you doing? You already fulfilled your mitzvah. You can't start. The Torah said do it the first day. So is it Bal Tosef? Shlokas says no.
What would the alternative be? What would you do to the animal? Not to offer. Yeah.
Who says it is
Balt? It's
not. Who says it is Rabbi?
But we'll see Rabbi Yochanan in a second says that it is. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kima Shapasuk Shu in a Makriv. No, once you stop bringing the first day, you can't bring any more the next day. What would you do?
I don't know. We get a shlamim, we stop shlamim.
Pashas. You couldn't bring it. You could bring it to Shammai Simcha. You couldn't bring it to Shammai Chagiga. And you didn't fulfill your commitment. Comes the more Omer of Abba. Veloy plig. No. The Mechloik is, they're not arguing. The Tobatunim cases. Kan Bistam. If you said simply these are for the first day, that's what you, when you originally designated them, said this is all for the first day of Yom Tov to bring us a Gigah. Now you didn't have enough time to bring all of them, so fine. So that's the Din of Tashlumin. The same way there's a Din of Tashlumin, if you missed day number one, didn't bring any at all, you can bring on the second day. So if these were designated for the first day, you missed it, you couldn't bring for the first day, so bring the second day. So in that scenario, you'll bring five the second day. Even Rabbi Yochanan would agree to that. Where's the Machlokes? The case where you didn't do that. You didn't say these are all to be brought as the Chagigah for the first day. So now what are you doing? Why are you bringing the Chagigah the second day? You already fulfilled the Mitzvah Chagigah. You brought it on the first day already. You brought some Chagigahs. So why are you saying, oh, these are for the Chagigah for the second day? You're making up a new Mitzvah. So that's Rabbi Yochanan said, that I don't accept. Outside of the what was the case? High stam hechidum.
Saying that basically we're saying outside.
Ilay medaleka shows piyoyim the well, he designated 10 animals, didn't say what they're for exactly. Came the first day, ran out of time. They said, come back tomorrow. So what's the problem? Hadlo akravinu. The reason why they didn't wear makir at the first day is because the lack of shas v'yayim is because there wasn't time. So that's not a, why should that be a problem? So that can't be the case. Morris says, so why were you makir at the first day? Because you didn't have eaters to eat them, and you don't want to leave all that meat there for no, without it's nicer, become nicer. So you can't shecht if you don't have enough. It's very nice thing to shecht 10 animals that come home and nobody eat them. So you didn't have eaters, so they would eat it. So it wasn't. So again, the high dollar actor, the less they are. A shlomim becomes you have a day and night with the exception of the chagiga you brought with the carbon pesach and yudalit, you get 2 days and a night. So Mor says, let's see, the case has to be the ikar shows beyond misli ayichlim. There was time. He asked who to eat it, and he wasn't makrivitz. So and he wasn't makrivitz. So why wasn't he makrivitz? Me dibekama is the correct use of here. From the fact that in the first day Lo Akravinu didn't bring it, Shamino Shire Shirinu. He wanted to sit Dafka to leave it for the second day and to bring a Chagiga second day. So that's what Rebbe says, that's not acceptable. And the Morris says, so this what you're suggesting that these, that Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing, and the Chiyosa Ravin, this pshat seems to be a correct pshat, because Ravin, when he came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted on Rabbi Yochanan that Hifra Jesse Behem is the Chigigosa Hikrib Chomish B'yem Tabrishan. You can bring five the next day. I Brechem here says you can't. Kashan Adari, it's a steer in a Brechem. Elav Shmamino, Kan Bistam, Kan Bimafar, Shmamino. Let's see, let's finish up the Mishnah. Leave Rashi. Let's see, leave Rashi for tomorrow. Idmar, Nami, Omer of Shaman Rabba, Omer of Brechem. Again, we have the name of Brechem. That when it's it's clear his intent wasn't to try and bring a chagiga the second day in order to celebrate 2 days. His goal was day one, because Omer that he said lo shanu, that this which he said you can only be chagiga 1 day. My gomer, what does it mean, gomer? Ilema gomer carbonoisov He ran out of animals. He did all the animals he committed to do. So why my market? What is he being chazer market? Hello, what does it mean? Shlagamar hayom. If the day that this halacha, you can't bring some the next day. It's only if the day didn't run out. Didn't run out of time. Alvagamar hayom. If you brought your animals and the day you ran out of time, the day finished. So then chazer market. You're allowed to go bring the rest of the animals the second day.